Welcome back to Here's What I Don't Many Get, from north to south, east to west, the only formerly full-length podcast to tackle all of life's toughest issues. I am your host, Ted Burr, and with me today, as always, Tim, the handlebreaker.
That's right.
Martinez.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Tim. We're sitting at our at our douchebag living room podcast setup.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. We just went and had some lunch and talked about Avengers Endgame for like the 5,000th time this weekend. It's literally, I'm really shocked that we're able to do this because there's really nothing else I'm thinking about.
Yep. We almost didn't have this episode in order to go see it again.
A third time. We saw it twice in 12 hours. That, yeah. I figured out that's the sign of a good Avengers movie, is if I'll see it twice opening weekend. Yeah. Because I've done it Civil War, Winter Soldier, Infinity War, this one.
Yep.
Didn't do it for Age of Ultron.
No, yeah.
Knocking it, but I didn't see it twice opening weekend.
Yeah.
So we're wrapping up. It looks like I'm going to be the big showcase showdown winner on the Endgame movie money predictions. So we'll see. We'll find out for certain tomorrow.
I mean, to be honest, it wrecked every single prediction out there.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I think everybody knew it was going to be big, but not big.
Yep, yep.
So if you haven't seen it yet, what the fuck are you doing with your life? Get in the car, keep listening to this while you're on your drive. Drive over and see the movie at your local multiplex, and then drive home and continue listening to this.
Yeah.
Fuck. What, are you stupid? Well, Tim, should we jump straight into some mini issues so we don't spoil Avengers on accident?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Here's what I don't mini get. Scheduled deliveries. So I talked about this on what in chronologically was last week's episode of the podcast. I didn't want to bring it on, I didn't want to extend this issue into next week. But so I ordered an arcade stick.
Yep.
Last Friday.
Yes.
I didn't get, and once it was paid for, it was awaiting tracking information. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Still waiting?
Still waiting tracking information. I believe Friday morning, early Friday morning, it finally changed over to shipped. But then I clicked on it and the UPS information said it was shipped. Technically, it was shipped Wednesday. It's just I didn't
updates.
Yeah, yeah. So Friday night, late Friday night or early Saturday morning, I checked the UPS tracking information.
Yep.
10 p.m. It's in Tulsa.
Okay.
Friday night.
Cool.
I'm getting this thing tomorrow.
Not on Saturday. UPS doesn't deliver on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. But even if they did, here's the thing. It's a scheduled delivery.
So they call you and figure out what time you're going to be home?
No. So if the truck had gotten here Wednesday,
yeah,
and the scheduled delivery was still for this Monday, I still wouldn't get it until Monday.
Oh, that's horseshit.
Because I'm because it was a special, it was a special thing that said scheduled delivery. So I'm Googling, if I have a UPS scheduled delivery, and it comes early, will I get it? And people have asked the same questions. Nope, you will get it on the day it's scheduled.
So that means it'll just sit in Tulsa in a factory. On the truck today? No, that doesn't get delivered till Saturday.
I mean, it's been sitting in a UPS place since Friday. I'm not getting it till tomorrow.
That blows.
I can't go to the UPS store and hey, give me my package.
No.
And here's the thing is that so Amazon, I don't know if you heard about this, but there was some news last week.
Yeah, I did.
Amazon is trying to get one day shipping as the, because currently the universal thing is 2 day shipping.
Yeah. For Prime members.
For Prime members. Yeah. 2 day shipping.
But they can't even get that fucking right. So it'll be 1 day shipping from the day that they decide to start counting days.
But sometimes here's the thing though. I knew this was coming because sometimes I would get my, 2 day free shipping. Sometimes they would ship it the day before.
Yeah.
So clearly they have the power to do 1 day shipping. And man, I can't wait until that is the norm.
One day shipping. Well, I think it'll be easy here because we're getting a distribution center.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about just Amazon though, man.
Oh, for everything?
For everything.
Weren't you just complaining about instant gratification?
Hell yeah, I was.
But now I'm going to get gratified, so I don't really care too much anymore.
Exactly. basically.
Yeah, I don't think the one-day shipping is going to be what we think it's going to be.
You don't think so?
I think it's going to be the same lies they tell now. And because a lot of what happens now is your Amazon package is last mile delivery. That's, you know, they get it to Oklahoma City right now.
Uh-huh.
And then USPS gets in Oklahoma City and drives it to Tulsa and delivers it to Tulsa.
Yeah.
And when there's a distribution center here, they'll just drop it off at your local post office. And then it'll be like, your item has shipped.
Yes.
And now it's one day delivery. It's like, yeah, but you guys had it in your, on your trucks bouncing all around the country to get all this shit into one box for 4 days. That's 5 day shipping.
Yep.
One day shipping is I place the order at on Thursday at 9 a.m. and Friday at 10 a.m. I get delivered a package.
Yep.
That's one day shipping.
Yep. Yeah, they say like 2 day shipping. What they mean is 2 day shipping.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
2 days in. Yeah, because you were saying this before about how everything on Amazon is 2 day shipping now because they can.
Yeah.
That's the other reason why they're going to this 1 day shipping thing.
Yeah,
if you don't have Prime, they're just like, all right, well, we're going to take 2 days to process this order.
If you order something on without Prime, which I did just recently, because my Prime ran out and I didn't.
Yeah, re-up
it. It was like I ordered like, let's say like April 15th, mm-hmm. like it'll be here April 25th, 26th.
Yeah.
And it doesn't ship until April 24th. That's when it ships.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, the scheduled delivery really does just screw you, the consumer, as opposed to if they just...
Because it's like...
That's the only thing that USPS has on FedEx and UPS is that they deliver on weekends.
Yeah.
Just Saturday. If UPS delivered on Saturday, they would, USPS would go out of business.
Yeah, you think so?
I absolutely think so.
Yeah, I also think it's weird that like having a quasi governmental agency involved with all this now.
Yeah.
Cause like it's not mail. You know what I mean?
No. And now it's And the mail service is propped up by all the fucking ads you get that you don't want.
Yeah. And it's like, occasionally you get very important mail, but seldomly, right?
Seldom, yeah.
The majority of Americans, it's package delivery.
Yep.
So.
The majority of what you want is package delivery. For the first time I got an ad, I got a flyer for some pizza place in town. Mm-hmm. It's like delivery. It's pretty close by. And I was like, maybe I'll hold on to this ad. But usually it's just, I get that weekly flyer newspaper bullshit. And it's like, this is what's selling on Reese's and Sprouts and everywhere else that I don't shop because it's too expensive. Because those people are paying a bajillion dollars to
buy organic.
No, to keep the USPS in business. If you spent less money on sending this trash to me every week, you could lower your prices.
Yep. It's that thin papered booklet of coupons.
Yeah.
And ads. Yeah.
That's a good issue. Do you have anything more?
Not really. Just, man, I want my stuff and I want it now.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. It's like I want to be gratified instantly.
It's almost like that. You want to do the bell?
Yeah.
All right. Here's what I don't get. Not being acknowledged.
Uh-huh.
I went to dinner last night. I went out for steak. I have a new favorite meal. It's steak, a whiskey, and a book. And I just like to eat my steak and drink my whiskey and sit there and read a book and not be talked to.
Yeah.
I could do that at home, but then I have to do all the work of making the steak myself.
Yeah.
So it's easier to just go out and do it. And I tried, there's, you know, we've got a handful of decent steak restaurants, you know, yeah. Longhorn, Texas Roadhouse, Logan's, Outback. There's a couple of more high-end places in town that I go to more rarely, but yeah. those are all like decent. You're paying between $20 and $30 for steak and your meal and everything. So I go to Outback because I haven't been there in the rotation in a while. And I go over to the Outback and I walk in and I like, you know, just one. Like, oh, we're full right now, but the bar's open. It's open seating. You can just sit down and they can do everything there. And I was like, you know, normally I don't like to sit at the bar because my feet dangle. But I decided, you know, I'm going to be drinking.
Yeah,
Might as well be there. That way I can keep the whiskey going.
Yeah.
Sit down right there, you know, right on the first corner of the bar, right where you see.
Yeah.
There's a guy sitting just around the corner. And they're fucking talking to this guy. Oh, hey, this is Gary. His name's Gary, too. This is Gary. Gary, what else can we get you? You want to take some stuff to go, Gary? All right, let me put in this to-go order for you, Gary. And then there's another guy sitting next to him that's fucking there jerking off. And a person across the bar. And there's a bunch of people to my right. And it's like, am I fucking wearing invisible clothes? They couldn't even go like, hey. Be with you in 1 second.
Really?
They
didn't even get that?
I didn't even get a fucking hello to the point where after waiting for 5 minutes, I look at my watch and I'm like, all right, we're 45 seconds in this minute. If this second hand hits 45 again, I'm walking out. And I sit there and I sit there and I look at my watch and it's 30, 35, 40, 45. I'm done. And I got up and went to another fucking restaurant where they seated me immediately at a table and got me my fucking whiskey as fast as possible. It's like... You know, I talked a couple weeks ago about going to that bar where it took us forever to get served and they poured the nasty water into the ice.
Oh, God.
At least there, the chick was like, hey, I'll be with you in 1 second.
Yeah.
That's all you want. I understand you're busy. I understand you've got Gary and douchebag and old ladies and fuckface over there. Yeah. I understand. You got a lot of shit going on. The least you can say is, hello, welcome to Outback Steakhouse. I'll be with you in 1 fucking second. Jesus Christ, just acknowledge my existence. Just like another human being. It's like, give me the fucking elevator look. The just like, well, we're here waiting for the elevator. But that's all I need.
Yeah.
I just want to know that you know that I'm here. Because otherwise, I'm thinking, like, did I get in a car accident on the way here and now I'm a ghost?
Well, even, like, we just had lunch at Smashburger.
Yes.
And the lady taking orders was also the lady making milkshakes.
Yep.
And so she's, like, taking an order and then, like, stopping halfway through, making part of a milkshake, turning around, finishing the order, starts another milkshake. Very inefficient way of...
They need a milkshake person in addition to the order taker. Right? Yeah.
And she didn't ignore us, but like it's one of those things where like she was bad at her job. That very well make you know. It's poor management is what that is.
It's like I talked to my fucking car is making the squeaking sound again. It's really pissing me off.
It's a different squeaking sound.
It's the exact same squeaking sound. So? Yeah, it's the exact same squeaking sound. So my car was making the squeaking sound. I go to Taco Bueno. I'm sitting there. The squeak sound happens. And then if I give it gas, it goes away for a minute.
Yeah.
When it was getting really, really bad. Right now, it's only on startup for some reason. But I'm sure it's just going to get worse and worse. I don't know what the cause is. Anyway. I'm at Taco Bueno. I'm sitting in the drive-thru. Car starts making the squeaking sound. Tap the gas. Sound goes away. Sitting and waiting. Car starts making the squeaking sound. Hit the gas. Goes away. It just does this 3 or 4 times, which means it's been, you know, 6 to 8 minutes. And then finally the guy comes over the radio at the intercom and is like, hey, can you stop doing that? Oh, yeah, I'm just sitting out here making squeaking sounds and revving my engine to be an asshole. You know what would make me that sound stop? Take my fucking order or at least say, hey, I'll be with you in 1 second.
Yep.
It's not that fucking hard.
Yeah.
It just, God damn it. It just, and I said, yeah, sure, I can stop doing that right now. And why don't you go fuck yourself? And I pulled out and left. I'm not fucking going back to that Taco Bueno. Fuck you guys. You just lost a fucking customer because you couldn't acknowledge that I fucking existed. Yeah. And it's not like they were busy. There was one other car in the goddamn drive-thru.
It's not tough. Like when I worked retail, I worked register. It was register and returns.
Mm-hmm.
So big giant. It was the big counter.
Yeah.
Where one side's register, other side's returns. And like that job, you frequently, it was like, returns, you got to wait a minute. I got people here.
Yeah.
But you turn around and tell them,
hey, I'm just going to check this guy out real quick and I'll be right with you.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's the thing. People like people think that people are assholes and just totally impatient, but they're really not.
No. Nope.
If you just acknowledge that someone's there, they're pretty happy to just to wait.
Yeah.
They just want
phones.
They just want to know that they're not waiting there for no reason.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, when I was driving Route 66, we stopped in at this restaurant. It's like on the list of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives or some other fucking list of like great restaurants. Flagstaff, Arizona. Place called Salsa Brava. They have a salsa bar, Tim.
Uh-huh.
They have a salsa bar, a bar of all kinds of different salsas. Okay. You know what goes great with salsa?
Chips.
Chips. You know what they charge a dollar for every time you get a new basket of?
Chips.
Chips. Like, fuck you. So,
Didn't
know that when we sat down, but we sit down and we waited for 15 minutes. We sit in our seats, 15, walk in, two, all right, hostess comes and sits us down.
There's a hostess.
Yeah, wow. There's a hostess.
That makes a difference.
Come in, sits us down, we're sit there waiting. We wait for 15 minutes. 15 fucking minutes. Finally, I just, hey, can we have some drinks? Like, I'll get those for you. We get our drinks. We're fucking still waiting there. We waited there for half an hour before anybody served us. And then we see this woman come around the corner and like sees us.
Uh-huh.
And then starts like asking the other, like, did you seat them? Mm-hmm. And it's like the fucking hostess, she comes around and she's like, who got your drinks? Like, we just flagged someone down because we waited for 15 minutes. Like, this is my section or whatever. Huge bitch.
Yep.
I think we flagged a busboy down. That's how we got these drinks. So apparently we weren't allowed to get the drinks from anybody until this bitch got off her fucking break.
Wow.
They made the food poorly. It took them forever. It's one of the worst dining experiences of my entire life. And then the manager comes over. The chick is there obviously talking about us to other people.
Yeah.
Like, I see you talking about us.
Uh-huh.
I was so fucking furious. My review. The reason why I thought of that today was because I get an email from Google whenever one of my reviews hits a new milestone of views, and my review for that place hit a new milestone of views. I'm a Google local guides like level 6 master. I don't know how it works, but I guess you get points for doing shit and answering questions and whatnot. And so and then you get these emails. It's like, hey, your email, your review of this place has gotten all these views. And I'm like, yeah, you guys are fucking up. You're fucking up when you piss me off. Cause I go on the Google Maps and I'm like, one star, you fucked up. When you do great service, 5 stars, great service. There's a restaurant here in town called Golden Gate. And my review for them has gotten a lot of views. It's a glowing review. Cause they've always been very, very good to me.
Yeah. That's the place you really like. I've had the food from there. And it was,
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
The food is not the best, but the service is exquisite.
Yep.
It's home. It's locally owned. Like, the owner's there. You can talk to them. They care about what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's probably
one of the reasons I loved this place in Salt Lake called Red Hot. Because we went there like on a Wednesday afternoon to get lunch.
Yep.
Guy was like, oh, we just opened up this week. We reopened this week. And we're talking to him. He's like, yeah, my name's Jeff, whatever. I'm the owner, you know. And it was a tiny place. And like, he's back there, like, talking to his employees. Like, hey, what's up, Bob? You know, giving him a pat on the shoulder and like just being like respectful and like charming as hell. And then the food was also amazing.
It was also good. Yeah.
Yeah.
You probably get away with not as good food if your service is up to that level.
Yeah, yeah. So then, like, we love the place. We came back for dinner. We came back for dinner.
Yeah.
Either that same night or the next night, he recognized us, gave us like free like cheesy ball thingies. He was like, "Hey, what's up, guys?"
Yeah. The guy at Golden Gate recognized me and my ex because we would go in there. Anytime we were in town, we would go eat there. And he would recognize. It would be months and years between. Wow. And he would remember. He doesn't know our names. But he recognized us as people that eat there frequently.
Huh.
And he, you know, good to see you again. Yep. How have you been? And And that's the kind of thing that means a lot. Quick Trip. I think one of the things that sets Quick Trip apart from the other gas stations, at least it used to, was when you walked in the door, they said hello. Hello, welcome to Quick Trip. Mm-hmm. Hey there. Hi. Just a little thing that just acknowledged there's a person. There's a person here.
Yep.
Person here, person here, person here, person here, person here, person here, person here. Hey, we're all people. We're all here together. We're all trying to, you know, we all got our things going on. But I'm aware of you, fellow human being. Thank you. That's all we want.
That's what we did at Toys R Us, because it's a toy store. It's, you know, a lot of kids come through.
Yep. When I worked at a Lego store, it was someone's job, someone's position every day was to stand at the front door and welcome people to Lego store. Yeah. Hey, welcome to Lego store.
Kind of the same thing. Like, yeah, you're going to get a lot of kids, and the kids want and need and love interaction. Plus, so do normal, regular adults.
It was my least favorite part.
Yeah, but
I don't want to be acknowledged walking into the store.
Uh-huh.
But I want to be acknowledged at the register.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to be acknowledged if there's going to be any kind of inconvenience. That's when I want to be acknowledged. If I'm just walking in the store, I don't give a shit. Hi, whatever. But if it's like, hold on, I've got to go to the back and get my hands sewn back on, I'll be with you in a second. I don't want to see you just be like, and then disappear because I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
If you're like, I need to get my hands cut back off. Be that guy got his hands cut off. We got to wait for him to come back.
Like Emo Phillips and UHF.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Boy, is my face red. Yeah. So not getting acknowledged. That's my mini issue. Tim, what's your mini issue?
It's middle of the episode.
So thank you, everybody, for supporting the show this month. Hope you've been enjoying all this premium content.
Yeah.
There's one final episode. I guess there's two episodes left of Road Through Infinity War.
Uh-huh.
An Endgame and a...
Far Away From Home?
Far From Home.
Yeah.
Because I'm guessing that's a prequel.
Yeah.
So those are coming in... Well, one's coming in April, or one's coming in May, and one's coming in July. But we're about to do a What's Wrong With Space?
That's right.
We've got the bonus episodes. We've got the movie commentary, John Wick 2 coming next month. John Wick 1 this month. So thank you, everybody, for supporting the show and you know, bringing us into your homes and cars and listening to us complain about things. It means a lot.
It does.
And hope you keep on supporting the show. And, Tim, what is your second mini issue?
Here's what I don't mini get. Fast Seasons. So I haven't seen the show, but, there's the She-Ra reboot on Netflix.
What? They made a She-Ra show?
It's a cartoon.
Oh, I remember now.
Yeah, you remember. It's in that, and people were like, I can't fuck her, so I'm not going to watch it, Netflix.
Well, I just thought the art style looked terrible. Yeah, I mean, it looks like
you're free, yeah. I mean,
fucking everything else
except the all the outrage when it first showed was not about the art style per se. It was about her costume and how she didn't look
like She-Ra.
She didn't look hot.
Well, yeah, she's She-Ra, Tim. It would be like making He-Man fat and schlubby.
Like Thor.
You can't say it. That's a spoiler. Like if you made He-Man look like everybody's dad.
Yeah.
He-Man has to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. She-Ra has to be hot.
But it's about young She-Ra.
Even young She-Ra. She could be hot.
Okay, you're walking a real dangerous line here. I don't follow the show. I don't know anything about the show except I remember when it premiered a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
February even, early February, I think.
If it's on Netflix, I have absolutely no
idea. Yeah, it premiered sometime not so long ago. And then I'm checking Twitter this morning and I get like a retweet from some, you know,
someone
film,
you follow.
Film TV blog.
Yeah.
It was like, She-Ra season 2 starting up coming, you know, next week. I'm like, hold on a second. Season 1 just came out. And then I remembered like, I remembered I looked into the Voltron show because Netflix has a Voltron show.
Yep, yep.
I remember looking into it last year, and it was like, it's now on season 7. I'm like, hold on a second.
What? I had Netflix when that first came out.
I was thinking to myself, I don't think Netflix has been like streaming for 7 years even. Like, how? And then I'm looking at the dates, and it's like 2014 season 1, 2015 season 2, 2015 season 3, 2015 season 4, 2016 season 5, 26. I'm like, oh.
You just released them batches.
You just made a buttload of episodes and called them seasons whenever.
Yeah. Letterkenny does this, but they have
a strict
release pattern. Like, yeah, it's 6 episodes in the spring and 6 episodes in the winter, and yeah, those are considered seasons.
But they're not seasons.
Well, I don't think anything's a fucking season anymore, because fucking shows only get, oh, here's 8 episodes, that's a season.
Yeah.
No. Fucking season lasts for a season.
Yep. Which is, it's 3 months.
3 months.
So.
It used to be 20 episodes.
Yeah.
Between 20 and 26 episodes.
24 was about the.
24 was the average.
Yes.
A good number. I understand, you know, show budgets are out of control, but like, if you're doing less than 18 episodes, you're not doing a season. You're doing a fucking mini season. And if you're doing 6 episodes, you're just a liar.
Yeah. Well, and then like, so a show that I actually do watch, the Netflix Sabrina show, yeah, that premiered around Halloween.
Yeah.
And then they did a Christmas episode.
Okay.
New season started up this month in April.
So they're doing the 6-month season thing too.
Yeah. Except they're at least calling it like part 2 of season 1.
Mm. On the opposite side of this is like Breaking Bad, who did season 5, and they're like, this is season 5 part 2. It's like, you guys took a year off from filming and then came back and filmed 8 episodes. This is season 6,
yeah,
and you just did wimpy seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these people got paid a full season's worth of, you know, whatever.
Yeah. It's dumb, man. Just like,
well, I think it, the issue is that we're in a time where they're still trying to apply the dated model of television where, yeah, there was a season premieres, and the season actually reflected the season of on television. Like,
yes, fall season,
the fall season through the spring. And then sometimes you have a spring season.
Yeah. Summer season.
And then a summer season. Yeah. But a lot of times the fall spring would be one big thing. You'd have a mid season finale,
uh-huh,
you know, and that would be the end of your fall season. Yeah. Then you come back for your spring back half and you do your summer shows. But now, because we're not doing, like, unless you're a retard like CBS, you're not releasing weekly episodes. You're, yep, releasing them batches. So it's like, all right, yep, we finished this batch of episodes, this is a season. All right, we finished this batch of episodes, this is a season.
Yep.
And all shows did that. They would film, you know, they'd get all of their shows done in 12 weeks or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they'd have a backlog to keep releasing weekly so that they could take a long break.
Yes.
So we just need to, I don't know, we need to call it something else, because I mean, we're kind of guilty of this too in the podcast, in that, you know, we've got a season that's 22 episodes. We've got a season that's like 28 episodes.
Yeah.
We've got a season that was however many episodes, and now we're in a fourth season.
Yeah.
But ours are motivated by changes in the lineup.
Yes.
Not.
And we could call it something other than season.
Yeah.
But like, that's a really relatable term.
We could call it an era.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. It's, but I do
version.
Version. Yeah, yeah. We'd have to call it, we need a new word for this.
Yeah.
Like batch. Batch 1, batch 2, batch, yep, 3.
Volume.
Volume. There you go. That's what they should call them.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me volume 1, volume 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
what comics do. Yeah. As I was just about to say, where, you know, when they swap out writers or something, or they finish an arc. That's
not even, That's I see what you're saying. Yeah, well, so that problem is with comics is there's 2 volumes.
What do you mean?
Because like there's the larger volume you're talking about, where like,
yeah,
they restart renumbering.
Mm-hmm.
That's a volume. Once they start back at number 1, that's a volume. But also you've got like, these 4 to 6 issues, of what that volume, let's say the second version of this comic, mm-hmm. volume two, the second number one, the first four, five, six issues of that comic get pushed out as Captain America, volume one, No More Nazis. And then the next 4 to 6 issues,
yeah.
Captain America, volume two, Nazi World, you know. So there's two different uses for volume.
Uses of volume in the comics, yeah. I don't know. Maybe we just need a whole new word.
Yep.
I don't know what that
seal,
is.
Seal it from something else.
Seal it from something else.
You know who was? You know who did this great? Who? Heroes.
Heroes the.
The show.
Yeah.
They did books. And chapters. So each episode was a chapter.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But each season
was a book.
Was a book.
Yeah.
Book one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Book two.
Man, that show was so good.
It was so good.
It had its low spots because of fucking writer strikes, but then it just got like it was finally about to be a thing.
Yep.
And then they're like, was NBC?
Yeah.
Oh, can't do it.
Can't do it. Canceled. Yeah. And then like the one thing you would suspect they did, like they did it for X-Files. They did it for Smallville. Continue it in the comics. You think a modern day superhero show
that's built completely
fairly popular
comics, yeah.
Built around heroes and comics would get like continuance in comics. X-Files did, Smallville did.
Yeah.
I mean
I guess we could still
so many
get,
other shows did. Firefly kept on going. Season. Firefly of all things got comics.
Yeah.
And Heroes didn't. And then they did a revival season and it sucked.
Heroes got a revival season?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was tied into the Heroes continuity. I thought it was a reboot.
No, it was it had HRG in it.
Oh no.
He was like the main character kind of. HRG was in it. Cheerleader wasn't in it. She's too
famous now.
Too famous now. I mean, they had flashbacks with her in it. The Japanese dudes were in it.
Yeah.
There's one character whose power was to like go inside electronics.
Micah.
And there was a whole, no, it was a different character.
Different character.
Micah was a technopath.
Okay. Never mind.
Which is different. No, this person like basically went into a video game and like we got to see them like in the video game playing. That's when I quit the show. It was like episode 3 or 4 and it was so like they did not have the budget to do an episode in a video game.
Yeah.
They didn't. And so it ended up looking like one of those fake games you see in a commercial. Or like sometimes in like a bad movie
or a television show when they don't have a license. Show. Yeah.
Yeah. When they don't have, when they can't steal, you know, a license. Oh, it was bad.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah. These micro seasons, they just annoy the shit out of me. Come up with a new word.
Yep.
Come up with a new word.
Yep.
Well, if you're done with yours, I've got my second mini issue.
Okay.
Here's what I don't get. Mini or non-complainers.
Non-complainers.
Non-complainers. You go out to dinner.
People that listen to this podcast are like, what are these guys talking about?
No,
these guys are real nitpicky.
People that will complain, but then not do anything about it. And mm-hmm. so it's like, why are you even bothering to complain? You'll go out to dinner and it'll be like, you know, you'll be like, oh, she didn't bring me any of my barbecue sauce. Like, do you want me to get her? She's right there. No, I don't want to bother her. Then why are you fucking complaining? Like, oh, this steak is overcooked. Like,
get a new steak.
Okay, let's tell her get a new steak. Like, no, I don't want to wait. I'll just deal with it. Like, we are fucking paying for this. If this isn't what you want to eat, don't fucking eat it. Yeah. Like, all I have to do is tell this lady like I don't want to be trouble. Well, you're being trouble for me, okay? If it's enough for you to complain to me, but not that person, shut the fuck up. I don't care. God damn. And like people will do this with all kinds of stuff. You know, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I cut my leg off at the knee. Like, do you want us to carry you out of this burning building? Like, no, I'll manage. Yeah. Like, okay, well then why don't you shut up? You're slowing the whole group down, not just because you're hobbling around and bleeding to death, because you won't shut up, and now we're pausing in the stairwell to talk to you. The smoke's building up. Goddamn. People will be like, you know, like, oh, I'm just so upset. I'm going to go. I just want to send someone a letter. You then, then send them a letter. Here, this is the contact info. Yeah. Like, oh, we're having a lot of problems with you guys because so-and-so doesn't do his job. Like, here's my boss's email address and his boss's and his boss's and his bosses. Email all
use
of them.
Use my phone.
No, don't use my phone. Use your phone. Email everybody. Yeah. Email everyone on this list. Like, oh, no, I'll just email the one person. Like, I've told you 1,000 times, you can't just email the one person. Because when you email that person, they go, oh, I'm sorry about this. And then nothing happens. Yeah. You have to make yourself a big fucking problem. Yeah. This squeaky wheel gets the grease. Yep. You're being a little... You need to be a until everybody's like, all right, I just want this person to go away. Let's fix whatever the problem is. Yeah. But no one's willing to fucking do it. No one's going to be a pain in anybody's ass. And then I'm looked at as fucking weird because I'm going to flag the waitress down and be like, hey, this steak tastes like dog shit.
Who would cook a dog's asshole and serve it to me in a restaurant?
That's what I want to know.
That's who.
Like, people are just not willing to... Everybody's, I don't know, maybe I think it has to do with in school, they beat any resistance out of you. And so we feel that complaining and like getting our way is a form of resistance and therefore it's bad.
Yeah.
And it's not. Yeah. You're a customer. You pay for things. If someone has a problem with this show, you are more than welcome to go on the Discord or wherever. Send me an email and say, this sucks. I'll be like, and I'll listen.
Yeah.
I listen. If I feel like your complaint has merit, I'll take it into consideration when doing things in the future. But a lot of times you get a complaint that's just like, hey, this thing sucks. You're like, well, what sucks about it?
Yeah.
Tell me more. And you hear fucking nothing. I just wanted to shout into the ether. I didn't want to actually work on fixing the problem with you.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to complain, you got to commit to it. You got to be willing to complain nonstop forever. You can't cede an inch. If you let an inch of non-compliant complaint seep into you, you'll never get anything done.
Yeah, I mean, you're the master at that, man.
Thank you.
I mean, if something's wrong, you will let people know.
Yeah, I feel like, and people think they're like, they'll be like, I can't believe you do that. Like, why not? Why don't you do it?
Yeah.
Like you're a victim. You're a victim of bad service, of bad cooking, of bad something. Yep. Like you can fix this by just like not being weak. You're weak. To the continuation of the Salsa Brava story, we get our food. The food's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
I have one of the worst made burritos I've ever had. And then the manager comes by and says, sorry, we had some problems. You know, how is everything? Like, this food is terrible. This is like, the service has been bad. That lady's a bitch. The food is terrible. I don't know why we stopped here. And he's like, well, I can get you. I'm like, I don't want any more of your food. At this point, I just want to leave and get back on the road and get the fuck out of this shithole city in this shithole state. We got our fucking food comped.
Good.
Which, you know, it's shitty food, so it doesn't matter. But it's just like, I was so frustrated with that situation. And in another situation, you know, when it's like the burger's overcooked or not properly seasoned or something, I'll send it back. But when it's when you're at that level of frustration, I was willing to pay. I was ready to pay.
Yeah,
just to leave. I don't want you to fix the problem. I just want the problem to stop being here. At this point, this is just something that I can put in my body until I can get to the next place, and hopefully that place has some decent fucking food. And it did. But yeah, if there is a problem in your life and you're willing to, and it irritates you a little bit, you need to make the little bit of irritation you're feeling a lot of irritation for the people that can fix it. Because if it's just a little bit of irritation to you and it's not enough for you to make it a big irritation,
stop being
shut up.
By it. Yeah.
Because now you're not helping anything. And make your opinion known. Don't be afraid of what the fucking girl at Quick Trip is going to think when you say
never going to see her again.
You're never going to see her again. And if you do, they're probably going to respect you more because everybody in their life is sitting there like, God, this steak has like way too much pepper and it, there's nothing but fat on here. And I thought it'd be much bigger. And it just tastes burnt and I don't understand. It's cold in the middle. How is everything? Oh, everything's great. Everything's so great. Oh my God. This is so good. It's such a good steak. Everything's great. Oh, it's so great. She's such a bitch. And it's just like, these are the people these people deal with every day.
Yeah.
So stop complaining and fix it. That's my issue.
That's a good one, man.
Yeah. You have any people like this in your life?
No. No. No.
No.
The only thing is like, it depends. Like for me, it's like how big of a problem is it? Like we had Smashburger. You said no vegetables.
Yeah.
What if there was lettuce and tomato on your burger?
I'll just put it off to the side.
Exactly.
See? And I would have been like, man, these fucking people, no one
right?
listens.
Yeah. But you wouldn't have been like, hey, there's vegetables on my burger, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But then you go like, okay, let's say we were at a different burger place
yeah.
where like the burger was like a half inch thick, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I ordered mine medium.
Mm-hmm.
Comes well done. You've got your burger. It's fine.
Yeah.
We're eating. I take a bite. I see no pink.
Yeah.
Do I send it back? Because I don't mind a well-done burger.
I don't mind a well-done burger either.
Yeah.
But so similar situation. Let's say the burger comes and there's no fries. I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh, it's fine. I'll just share some of Tim's.
No.
No. I ordered fries for my meal. Where are my fucking fries?
You can, but at least at that point, you have your burger and you can like eat your burger while your fries are coming. But like, if I send my burger back, I got to wait another 5 minutes while you're sitting there eating your burger.
Yeah. And I'm not going to not eat my burger because I'm not eating a cold burger because they fucked up yours. Yeah. Which is the other thing is that now we're both not enjoying our meal.
Yep.
Because you're sitting there awkward that I can't eat and I'm not able to eat because I don't want to be rude. My food's getting cold. Your food's being redone. It's probably not going to come out right again.
Yep.
And then you're going to, it's just like, oh, now we both have bad food. Yeah. It comes up a lot in food, but it's the same thing. It's the same thing with like, I buy stuff on Amazon. If I don't like it, I send it back.
Yep.
And people be like, oh no, you really, you can't do like, yeah, I absolutely can. I pay $120 a year to these fucking people. If I buy something I don't want, they're fucking taking it back. I don't give a shit what the consequences are for them. I don't care if they can't sell for full price. That's not my fucking problem.
Yeah.
My problem is that I spent money on something impulsively that I didn't want anymore.
Yeah.
Like I bought that watch that was way too big.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to hold on to that watch.
Hope you grow a little bit.
Hope I grow a little bit. Hope I get like big Arnold Schwarzenegger wrists. It's not going to happen. So I'm just like, I'm sending it back. It's back to you. Not my problem anymore.
Yeah.
But people think that's insane. It's like, you know, they'll buy something on Amazon, they'll not like it, and then they'll just hold on to it. Oh, I got this dress on Amazon because it was like a daily deal, and it doesn't really fit right. Like, oh, send it back. Like, oh, yeah, I mean, it's... what?
Just send it back.
Yeah, and I've met other people that will do this, too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
my, for lack of a term, in-laws were in town for the girl I was dating's graduation, and they were staying in an Airbnb, and the bed was hard, so they went to Sam's, and it was also hot. They went to Sam's and bought a bed
topper
to cushion a little bit more, and a fan to cool the place down. And then, like, on the way to the airport to fly out, they returned that shit to Sam's.
Good.
It's like they're I don't know how much a Sam's Club membership is. I know a Costco membership is like $65, so you know they're paying their membership fees.
Yeah.
They're buying their stuff from Sam's Club. Sam's Club can rent them this shit for a weekend and then sell it on discount.
Yep.
Whatever.
Smart.
Don't be afraid to take, like, it's the other thing is you're the only people that are you're hurting are a corporation.
Yeah.
It's like I ordered these two Lego sets from Amazon. They got flagged as completely undeliverable and were being returned to sender. Contact Amazon. Amazon's like, oh, we'll send you a new one. On the Monday, the first set of Lego sets gets delivered. And then on Tuesday, the second set of Lego sets gets delivered.
Yeah.
Now I have four Lego sets, two that I want and two that are duplicates. And I'm like, well, I don't really know what to do with these duplicates.
Sell on Craigslist?
No, I took them to Walmart, returned to Walmart without a receipt, used the store credit at Walmart to buy another Lego set.
Nice.
So I screwed two corporations. Yeah. It was great. And people were like, well, you should have sent them back to Amazon. Like Amazon, even if I told Amazon that I had
those, would keep it.
They would have been like, keep it.
Yeah.
We don't want to pay the return shipping. And also, we can't compel you, the customer, to return something we sent to you.
Yeah.
And then Walmart's just going to sell, just going to put those back on the shelf and sell them. They're not actually out. Well, I guess they are technically out something, but it's Walmart. It's like, fuck them.
Yeah.
The bajillion dollar company Walmart can handle like $40 in Lego sets. Yeah. Better than shoplifting. That's all I know.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's my issue. Non-complainers. I also don't get people who just can't, are just happy in their lives and don't complain about things. Like, who are you? What kind of person are you? Well, that's it for me. Tim, do you have anything more you want to say to the people?
I think that's about it for this month.
All right, you ready? On three, we're going to spoil Endgame for everybody.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Okay, so Janeway goes back in time.
Who?
Captain Janeway.
Voyager finally makes it home. They're inside a Borg cube.
Yeah.
It gets blasted apart. It's crazy.
Yeah.